Welcome to the Makeup Artist Chronicle. I'm your host, Julia, veteran makeup artist, demystifying the hype around the industry and giving it to you real. And giving it to you the realest today, I have a guest. It is an amazing interview. Her name is Shannon Goldberg. She is the founder of Izzy Beauty. Izzy is the very first zero waste carbon neutral mascara on the market. Like, this is huge. This is pivotal for the industry in terms of sustainability. Shannon and I sat down. She talked to me about what it's like to launch a business during the pandemic, what it means to be sustainable, all the hoops that you kind of have to jump through. And she gives amazing advice for anyone else that's wanting to start out, the things she learned, the things that, you know, any doubts that crept into her mind, doubts that did not creep into her mind. It's an amazing, amazing interview. And I can't wait for you all to hear it. If you didn't know, I do a little reco of the week at the end of every episode. So what that means is that towards the end, I give you a product of the week that I'm really loving. And Izzy Beauty was actually one of those recos of the week in a previous episode. So I was so just elated to be able to get Shannon on the show and have her share her insight with you all. Be sure to share your recos of the week, or if you have any questions, if you have any hot takes, any feedback on today's episode. We have a toll-free hotline now for the Makeup Artist Chronicle. I don't know if you know this, but I would love for you to leave me a voicemail. We are at 877-THE-MUAC, 877-843-6822 for the numerical. Leave me your voicemails because I would love to sound off on them in the show, in the podcast. Go ahead, 877-THE-MUAC. And before we jump into Shannon's interview, I just want to shout out another brand really quickly. This is a brand that I've worked with for a very, very long time. I love them. They're doing amazing things. The founder is amazing. I'm talking about The Beach Waver. If you're not familiar, The Beach Waver is a curling iron that you don't need strong biceps to use. It rotates on its own. It's literally a press of a button. But in addition to all of their hot tools, they also have shampoos, conditioners, styling tools, anything you need, scrunchies. Like, it's amazing. I've turned so many people onto The Beach Waver and they're like, I'm never going back. I got carpal tunnel from my old iron and now I'm so much better. I'm not straining anything. It's easy. It's quick. It's intuitive. It's amazing. But the reason I'm telling you about it now is because they currently are having a 30% off summer sale. The sale is over on Monday the 12th is the last day of the sale. Here's the thing about it. Not only is it 30% off everything on the site and free shipping, but if you use my personal code, you get an additional 10% at checkout. So that's free shipping, 30% off, and then an additional 10% off, which if you're going for one of the hot irons, which usually costs about $100 or so, that's a mega, mega savings. So you're going to want to stock up for yourself, stock up for your friends, do it all. Go to thebeachwaver.com and go ahead and use my code at checkout for an extra 10% off. That code is Julia Wave, JuliaWayawe, JuliaWayawe, beachwaver.com. Check it out. You will not be disappointed. Now, without further ado, I have teased you long enough. I think it's time to intro Shannon and give you our interview. Shannon Goldberg is the founder and chief zero waste officer at Izzy Beauty. She has over 15 years of experience working for brands like Peter Thomas Roth and MDNA Skin, aka Madonna's brand. But during the pandemic, she decided to pivot into sustainable beauty. She launched Izzy Beauty and gave us the world's first, that's right, in the whole world, world's first zero waste mascara, which is 100% refillable, reusable, recyclable, and certified carbon neutral. Shannon is changing how we think about beauty and the industry's impact on the environment so that we can create a better planet for ourselves and for our future generations. Here is my chat with Shannon Goldberg. Awesome. All right. Thank you so much for being here, Shannon Goldberg, the founder, chief zero waste officer of Izzy Beauty.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm obsessed. First of all, I do have to say I came prepared. I am I'm a subscriber. I'm wearing it right now. I'm obsessed. And I'm so grateful that you're here.
Oh, well, you look great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
So do you. So you have over 15 years of experience in the beauty space. A lot kind of in the background, a lot of marketing, brand building, things like that. You've worked with some really incredible, huge brands. Madonna's brand. I saw Thomas Frost on there. Like I LinkedIn stalked you hard.
I like it. Nice job doing your homework.
Thank you. So now that you've launched Izzy in April, I believe on Earth Day you launched it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So it's the first ever zero waste mascara. It has a carbon neutral footprint and is a clean formula. So my question to you is, with your experience in the industry launching this product now, was there a pivotal moment where you knew you wanted to create a sustainable beauty brand, or was it an idea that kind of built over time and snowballed?
Yeah. I mean, I know you like transparency, so I'm going to be super upfront here. Yep. So here's the funny part. I was a complete novice to this space about a year ago. I mean, like, I really had no idea what I was talking about when it came to clean. I sort of, you know, heard murmurs of it in the industry. You know, Sephora was like, we're going to introduce all these clean brands. You should join on board. And I think the rest of the industry, like, it took a minute for us to catch on because it was a completely new idea for us. And as you mentioned, I spent a good chunk of my career at Peter Thomas Roth, which is a clinical skincare brand, not clean. And then with Madonna, where bless her heart, is like so into packaging and like fun ingredients and like the packaging and the ingredients, and I'm not knocking them and I would never disparage another brand, but it just wasn't part of their ethos. So therefore, I just never personally had an opportunity to work on a clean or sustainable brand before. But you know, had one of those hard-hitting moments like so many people during COVID. I had actually moved to Tampa, Florida for a role to start working in the medical grade skincare arena, which I was so excited coming, you know, from a Peter Thomas Roth background. I was like, oh, this is going to be so much fun, and worked for a med spa. COVID happened, lo and behold, they were like, hey, next week's going to be our last paycheck. Sorry, we just moved you from New York to Tampa. That's it. You're furloughed. We don't know when we can bring you back on. We don't want to do anything that has to touch, you know, the face. We don't want to deal with skincare, completely off borders. So just, you know, having a marketing background, you sort of always have to know what's up in the industry. And I felt like the world was already headed down a more sustainable path and clean beauty was on the rise. And I just knew I wanted to be part of it. Kid you not, I feel like quarantine happened and like everyone else, I'm scrolling on my phone, like spiraling out of control on Google. And I remember just like stopping on this article I read with like National Geographic. And it was something like in the beauty world, we go through almost 200 billion pieces of plastic a year. Mm-hmm. And I was shook. I was like, oh, it's like, no, that number can't be real. And the article went on to say something like, all of those little samples, all of those little minis, basically anything under the size under a soda can cannot be recycled. And I was like, damn. So all those samples that I do for Sephora, all of those beauty boxes that I've ever done before, it just like hanging out somewhere in a landfill somewhere. And I remember just being like, damn, like we are, oh man, like in beauty, plastic is ubiquitous. Like, how do we change that? Like in our world, everything's in plastic and most people don't use glass because let's face it, it's really heavy to ship. And then you run the risk of something breaking and no one wants that. So we use plastic. And a lot of times in the industry, like me, we sort of go through the motions because it's the way it's always been done, or it's the cheapest way to do it. Or my relationships are in Asia. That's where my vendors are. So I'm just going to keep on following suit. And I felt after reading that particular article that I was like, oh man, like I have to do something about this. So I just felt convicted. You know, when you feel like you're called to do something, it's one of those moments when I was like, ah, like ignite the powers, talk to whoever you need to talk to, see if you can start a sustainable brand. And I just got the conversations going. And this was about like a little under a year ago, which is the crazy part. So this was a brand birthed out of COVID.
Yes. Well, there were a lot of brands birthed out of COVID, a lot of beauty brands. But I love that you went all in on, because I feel like there's this conversation as it's happening, there's also a lot of greenwashing happening. There's also a lot of like, how do you define clean? And a lot of companies are targeting specifically wanting to get those consumers. And that's their primary driving incentive. Whereas with Izzy, what I feel is you've really put everything into this product. I mean, the stainless steel packaging, the QR codes instead of all of the inserts, the bag that it comes in that you can then send back. Yeah. I mean, and the formula, certified organic, vegan friendly, cruelty free, free of phthalates, GMOs, like all of these things. Right. And you work with three charities that focus on sustainability, or, you know, the Forest Foundation, providing legal support to women in New York City, and then education. So you went in on like, this is going to be a humanitarian, like a product for the people, business for the people. What was that like for you? Like early stages, did you have this vision all at once? Did it happen in a sequence of events? What was that stage?
So going back to my last boss, Madonna, I sort of have to give it to her because I remember it was the first time in my career that I would present something to her and her team, like this big, bad 360 marketing plan that I came up with. And they would be like, cool, what else? And I would be like, oh, like what? Like, I just put my heart and soul into this. So she sort of gave me that training of like, one, always think what else, like, how can I maximize whatever little idea that I have? How big can I really make it? And even when I feel it's the biggest, like, let's kick it up a notch and make it even bigger. So it's like that way of thinking. It's like really going full throttle. And then the second piece that she, you know, bestowed upon me is the knowledge, or like really seek for the truth. So to your point of brainwashing, like really do your research. If you're going to, don't just ask one person, ask three people, and always surround yourself with people that are smarter and better than you in that category. So for me, as someone who had no idea what I was talking about, I remember just like Googling sustainability as a word. And I was like, man, this is not an even playing field whatsoever. Like all of a sudden you start like clicking on like carbon footprint and carbon neutrality and plastic free. And you're like, what the what? There's so much terminology out there, which is like daunting if you don't know what you're doing. So that's exactly what we did. We hired on people that were smarter than us, consultants that, you know, are already in the space. We partnered with the Natural Capital Partners to get our certification of being carbon neutral. And we are the very first color brand to get that certification. So that was exciting. We're like, oh, this is good. It sort of became like a game for us. Like anytime, well, I'll say this, when you start a brand that is unusual and that has never been done before, you can't really borrow a ruler from another brand to measure your success. And that's normally what we do in my world. We're like, all right, what are our five competitive benchmarks? How can we be like them, but different and better? And this was the first time that we were like, oh, like, wait, are we allowed to use a QR code? And thank goodness my sister works with the FDA and regulations. And I was like, can we do this? Is this allowed? And she was like, a label is a label. The government doesn't really say what the label has to be, but as long as it gives you your marketing facts, your directions, your how to use, go for it. And we're like, damn. So then we like really went for it. I'm like, cool. I'm not going to do any print or marketing collateral. I'm not going to give you anything that you don't need. So we put it on the bottoms of our mascaras. We also put it inside of our reusable shipper. That was another thing, is like getting away from cardboard and tape altogether. And I'm not going to lie, I just copied Rent the Runway. I was like, if it's working in fashion, then I can just do this in beauty and it's going to be fine.
I love them.
Yeah, that's that story.
That's amazing. So I do have a question about the product, specifically the wand. This is the Swiss Army knife of wands. This is a magical unicorn of a wand. It is fat, it is flat, it is curved, it is straight. It is everything you need for, in my opinion, as a makeup artist, it is everything you need for the perfect coat of mascara.
Yeah.
Regardless of like, just for better lashes, like just regardless, you know, we get that this brush is for volume, this one is for length, and Izzy's brush is for everything. So how did this unicorn brush come into existence?
Yes. So for me, I really wanted to like remove that stigma of, being green or eco-friendly or sustainable doesn't mean like you're sitting and hugging trees all day. It's like, hold on, like I want to be sustainable and clean, but I'm not going to lie. Like I like a Better Than Sex mascara. I like, you know, Lashes of Paradise. Like why can't I have it all? And I was confused, but then let me tell you, it's really hard to make a clean mascara. It is really freaking hard because I can only be as good as my technology is. So just knowing that, and just like for the sake of transparency, like we are refining our formula yet again. We felt like we overfilled our mascaras. There's a little too much formula in there. I remember watching your video and I was like, oh man, like she knows better. She knows what's up. But it's true. It's like, we're constantly trying to refine it. But going back to the brush, my engineer on this project was the head of innovation and engineering at L'Oreal. And worked on their mascaras forever and ever. Our industry is so small, you sort of end up, you end up meeting everyone. So everyone is besties. And I called on him and I was like, we need like the best wand. We need the most glamorous wand because this sustainable thing needs to remain sexy. Like that's the goal here. So he came up with this spiralized double helix with a wave in it. And it's like jam packed with discs because I was like, is there a way to just like coat every lash on the lid? And also like with the combination of plant-based waxes that we use, I have those lashes that go straight down. So it was really important for me to get the curl, have lasting curl, but also a brush that you could sort of like turn like a round brush when you're curling your hair. Yeah. I wanted that same effect on the lashes. So that's where that brush came from. And it's proprietary. We're the only ones to have it. Chanel, I heard, is trying to copy us, which is really, you know, the best compliment of all time. So here we are.
It's magical. And I agree with you. There are a lot of, first of all, there are just a lot of mascaras on the market. And then when it comes to clean, you know, a lot of my clients are brides and a lot of weddings happen in the spring and summer. And I live in California and all of those elements together, when I have a clean beauty bride, we have to have the conversation of like, do you want your mascara to stay put or do you want it to run down your face? But now that Izzy exists, that isn't a problem. So thank you. I'm going to say thank you on behalf of all of the brides that I work with for this innovation.
I probably need tips from you because, you know, like at the end of the day, it's not a waterproof mascara, so it's going to have its flaws there. Mm-hmm. So I just like one of my number one top customer service questions is like, how do I keep my mascara in place? And I'm like, well, surely there's like a makeup primer up there. I also saw a hack that people dip their brushes in setting powder and then apply. Yeah. I was like, that is an interesting one too. Yeah. I'm curious your thoughts. We may have to have like a sidebar after this.
I'm here for it. Absolutely. Yeah. So a lot of our listeners, just to bring it back to the little bit of the business side, a lot of our listeners are people who are taking the plunge. They're entering into the beauty industry. Some of them are even looking to start their own brands. I know that part of the process of starting a business, you know, I'm here on the podcast side, on the media side, you're doing the beauty thing.
Yeah.
A lot of just part of the process organically of starting a business are the moments of doubt and how we respond to them. So was there ever a moment or moments where you were worried that Izzy wouldn't happen? And if so, how did you handle those? Any advice?
I don't think I ever thought that it wasn't going to happen. I'm like one of those annoying people that was like, oh, it's happening, you know, and like, I'll make sure it happens. So it was like, I knew like, keep your eye on the prize. You can do it. From a business point of view, I will tell you that starting a business is one of the most insecure feelings out there. Because you don't know if you're doing the right thing. You don't know if your idea is going to stick. And trust me, like in the first month and even now there's times where I'm like, baby, we're not going to make it. Like, I don't know. How do you scale a business with a $35 SKU? How do you teach the world that this is super important and we really are saving the world one mascara at a time? What's interesting is people, you know, you buy beauty because you want to look and feel better. Let's face it. That's why you're buying a beauty product. And what I've learned is that Izzy is a friend with benefits. She gives you all that glamorous, you know, magic of a good mascara. And then there's like a hug at the end. Like, guess what? Like, you don't have to go out of your way to be sustainable by simply subscribing. You're automatically being a better person. You're dually clean. You're giving yourself a clean formula, but you're also like cleaning up the earth and like, you're not part of the problem anymore. So I'm only as good as people allow me to be. And my journey is really going to be on dependent on people learning and being informed. And I think the louder people like you are telling the story, even the retailers, like they need to be prominently placing the clean and sustainable brands. They shouldn't be stuffed in the corner and have like a very small activation within retail. They need to be, these stories need to be told louder. And I think right now the story is definitely around clean beauty. I think sustainability is like hanging out in the corner, but trust me, that's going to be the next story, the next wave to be told. And people won't be able to ignore it anymore just because it's like you have massive companies like Amazon with their sustainability pledge and the rest of the world will follow. It's just going to happen over time.
Yeah. Yeah. I read, I believe it was in 2019 during Zero Waste Week, we got that statistic that 120 billion units of packaging are produced globally by the cosmetic industries alone. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. I think there's like this school of thought that's still prevalent, that's always been prevalent, that annoys me so much, if I can be honest, where people feel beholden to the beauty that they're buying. Whereas in reality, as the customer, as the person using these products and talking about these products, you have all the power. Mm. So if you speak loudly as the consumer, as the person that's using these things, if you speak loudly enough about your priorities, these companies are forced to listen. And so I think, I think what you said about beginning the conversation, educating yourself, seeking these things out are so important. And then using that voice and that knowledge that you learn as the consumer, you know, you can start your own brand and contribute to the space like you are, Shannon, or, you know, you can just really speak out and hold other companies that exist accountable. But I agree with you. It's so important. I was watching Our Planet recently and just sobbing, just sobbing.
I know. But, well, no, it's like anything. It's like the more you know, knowledge is power. And it makes you realize ignorance is not bliss, especially in this case. Like I always say, like Rome is burning. Just because where you live, you may not see the landfills or the plastic problem with the ocean. Like moving to Tampa was a game changer for me because in New York like has definitely been cleaned up. I don't know. We sort of are like busy and going through our lives. But moving here, we make the trip from Tampa to Palm Beach a lot because my parents are there. And as we're driving, you see, it's so sad. This is sad. My kids will look out the window and they'll be like, Mommy, look at those beautiful mountains. And I'll look, I'm like, nope, that's a landfill. And that's what that is. Or like my daughter, she's so sweet. She's part of the inspiration of why I created Izzy too. But like for fun, she's like, Mommy, can we go just like clean up Tampa Bay and just bring a bag and clean up plastic? And I just love that because it's like every generation is getting better and better and trying to clean up what the generations before have done. And I think like, it's going to start with us. We have to drive the way. So by the time they grow up, they're going to be able to navigate this space with such ease. And it's not customers' fault. It really is like the people with power, we have to drive the way.
Yeah.
We have to drive the change. It's not up to people. People can only do as much as we allow them to, you know what I mean? And you need more options, even as a makeup artist, like it'd be great for you to have more options beyond Izzy. Like I hope the rest of the industry feels encouraged and inspired.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. And I did see an interview where you were saying that that was one of another incentive, of getting into this space was because of this pressure on the consumer to have to be the one that's educated and be the one that does this. And you wanted to take the responsibility back. I think that's so cool. I wish more companies had that mindset. Do you think that that's a feasible future for the industry?
Yeah, because let's face it, like, even though it's so funny, like, you know how you'll be scrolling on Instagram and they'll be like, don't just like say you're sustainable for the sake of being trendy, like actually be, or like, don't just make one small claim, like really go all in. So I sort of love that customers are calling out companies more and more and you can't hide anymore. That's just like the hard truth. You can't hide anymore because customers will like walk away in 2 seconds and go to the next brand that is more transparent. And again, even if you are a company that is forced into a way because of a trend, look at clean beauty. Remember, even like, remember like, oh my God, 15, 20 years ago when parabens, like the news about parabens came out and every company was like, all right, time to reformulate. Well, now we're talking about clean. And I know for a fact, sustainability is coming in hot next and companies are going to be forced because at the end of the day, a brand exists and products exist because of people need them to. Mm-hmm. People want them to. That's why products come to launch because there's a need for them. Yeah. It's going to happen.
I love that. That makes me so hopeful. So within the scope of Izzy, is there anything in the future coming down the line, anything you can confirm or talk about? I did see a few interviews where you talked about maybe a brown mascara, maybe some non-mascara products, anything exciting coming?
Yeah. So brown is coming, which I'm super jazzed for, even though it's like a small percentage of people that buy them, like people who love brown mascara, like me. We're also working on eyebrow gels, with a mini Izzy brush. That's so cute. So it's a mascara brush, but tiny. It's so cute. You're going to love it.
I need that.
And then we have a lip treatment coming out. And it's funny. I mean, like, again, this brand emerged out of COVID. So we had no idea when like stuff was going to move down the face. We're like, eyes, we got you. Mm-hmm. But now that masks are coming off, now we feel a little better about producing newness. For me, we need to stay with our stainless steel components. And that's going to be the continuous challenge. I also think like you can expect to see like solid formulas from us. So like maybe solid skincare, solid sticks, because we're also trying to save water and we're trying to conserve how much waste we put out there. So a lot of times you don't even realize it, but it's like when you're squeezing a plastic tube, a lot of times there's still product left in there. So if we get to like sticks and things, I think like you can see visually that you're saving more water. You're not producing as much waste. We're just trying to be smart about that stuff and think ahead.
Yeah. And I love that because then ultimately it makes it easier for the consumer. You don't have to like break apart this from this bottle and take off this label. And I love that. Thank you.
Sludge it on.
So much for being here, existing, making this amazing company. And we need this. We need this in this world. So thank you so much. And thank you for taking the time to be on the MUA Chronicle podcast. I'm so excited for people to learn more and to know about Izzy and all of the great things coming.
Oh, thank you. And I forgot to tell you, we are also looking to make stuff for makeup artists. So we can appreciate how many wands you throw out when you're doing bridal mascara. So we're trying to come up with a solution where we're going to recycle everything for you that you can expect in the next year or so too. So we're trying to look out for our industry peeps too.
I love that. I love that. And if people want to subscribe, they can go to yourizzy.com.
Yeah, you can. You always get 10% off. My favorite deal is mascara for a year because it's only $85 and it shows up every 3 months. So that's a good one.
It is such a good value, especially for the formulation and the wand and everything. Like this is like, I would put it up there competing with like the luxury mascaras on the market personally. So I think for that, that value, like let's jump on this. Awesome. And then also on social media, on Instagram, Izzy Zero Waste Beauty. Anywhere else that people can find you or go for more info?
Yeah, I just changed my handle. I'm so funny to becoming eco-friendlier. Cause I am here to tell you it's a journey. I'm not like going to make up that I'm like Miss Perfect over here. Like I am very much on the journey. So if you ever want to hear from me, go for it. I post, you know, try not to be annoying, but, our website and our Instagram, that's really, if you want to find Izzy, that's where we're at.
Amazing. I love it. Thank you so much, Shannon.
Thank you. Take care. This was so much fun.
Okay, but how incredible is Shannon? She is someone who radiates light. Like as soon as you sit down with her, you just have this amazing warm energy that comes from her, and she is doing something so important. And I love what she said about, you know, I always say a lot about like, you need to do the education. Like we, the people that are spending money, need to like be educated around what we're spending that money towards. And I try to provide some of the education here on this podcast. But I love that she's like, no, as a business, it's our responsibility. And I just wish more brands were a little bit more plugged into that, so to speak. But I think this is why she's revolutionizing the space, and this is why her line, Izzy Beauty, is so important. So I hope that you enjoyed that interview. Again, sound off. Let me know your thoughts. Do you like these kind of interviews? What more do you want to hear from the Makeup Artist Chronicle? Give me a call. Leave me a voicemail, 877-THE-MUAC, 877-843-6822. I'm so excited to hear from you. But let's jump into a Reco of the Week. So my Reco of the Week, I actually wanted to tie it in with sustainability. Izzy Beauty. And to just kind of like help you arm yourself with knowledge, if that's something that you want, as the businesses kind of try to catch up to do that. And it's super easy. It's a website. It's epa.gov. And the EPA has a carbon footprint calculator. It's super easy. You just kind of plug in the number of people in your household, your zip code, and then all of the numbers that you might know in terms of like how much energy you spend. Like, do you drive a car? How many gallons of gas do you go through? Like things like that. Don't get intimidated by it. I first went through it and I was like, I don't have all of the numbers, but just fill out what you can. If you're someone that wants to know what your carbon footprint is, it's just a really great tool. So that's my Reco of the Week. I hope it was helpful. And if you don't want to know, you want to just live in oblivion, that's cool too. I'm not here to tell you one way or another. I'm just here to kind of give you all the information. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And I mean, Shannon is just so incredible. I hope you'll come back here next week for a brand new episode of the Makeup Artist Chronicle. We have even more guests this season and even more incredible content. So I'm really excited to share it all with you. I will talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review, and tell your friends about the Makeup Artist Chronicle too. You can always get more content on Instagram at MUA Chronicle, so don't forget to follow me there. And while you're following the Chronicle on social and on Spotify, also be sure to check out Lady Bree, who sings our theme song, Microphone. Throw some follows her way. Talk to you soon. Give me that microphone.